Life Science Reading, Wednesday, April 15th. A closer look at blood vessels. Like corridors in a large building, blood vessels run through all of the tissues of your body. While some blood vessels are as wide as your thumb, most of them are much finer than a human hair. If all the arteries, capillaries, and veins in your body were hooked together end to end, they would stretch a distance of almost 100,000 kilometers. That's long enough to wrap around Earth twice, with a lot left over. Next section, arteries. When blood leaves the heart, it travels through arteries. The right ventricle pumps blood into the artery that goes to the lungs. The left ventricle pumps blood into the aorta, the largest artery in your body. Every organ receives blood from arteries that branch off the aorta. The first branches, called the coronary arteries, carry blood to the heart itself. Other branches carry blood to the brain, intestines, and other organs. Each artery branches into smaller and smaller arteries. Next section, artery structure. The structure of an artery enables it to perform its function of carrying blood away from the heart. The walls of arteries are generally very thick. In fact, artery walls consist of three layers. The innermost layer, which is made up of epithelial tissue, is smooth. This smooth surface enables blood to flow freely. The middle layer consists mostly of muscle. The outer wall is made up of flexible connective tissue. This layered structure gives arteries both strength and flexibility. Arteries need strength to withstand the enormous pressure of blood pumped by the heart. They need flexibility to expand and relax in response to the stimulus of that pumping. Next section, pulse. If you lightly touch the inside of your wrist, you can feel the artery in your wrist rise and fall repeatedly. The pulse that you feel is caused by the alternating expansion and relaxation of the artery wall. Every time the heart's ventricles contract, they send a spurt of blood out through all the arteries in your body. As this spurt travels through the arteries, it pushes the artery walls and makes them expand. After the spurt passes, the artery walls relax and become narrower again. When you count the number of times an artery pulses beneath your fingers, you are counting heartbeats. By taking your pulse rate, you can determine how fast your heart is beating. Next section, regulating blood flow. The muscles in the middle wall of an artery are involuntary muscles, which contract without your thinking about it. When they contract, the opening in the artery becomes smaller. When they relax, the opening becomes larger. These muscles act as control gates, adjusting the amount of blood sent to different organs. For example, after you eat, your stomach and intestines need a greater blood supply to help power digestion. The arteries leading to those organs open wider, enabling more blood to flow through them. In contrast, when you are running, your stomach and intestines need less blood than the muscles in your legs. The arteries leading to your leg muscles open wider. The arteries leading to the stomach and intestines become narrower, which decreases the blood flow to those organs. Next section, capillaries. Eventually, blood flows from the smallest arteries into the tiny capillaries. In the capillaries, materials are exchanged between the blood and the body's cells. This exchange of materials can take place because of a capillary structure. Capillary walls are only one cell thick. Because capillaries have thin walls, materials can pass easily through them. Materials such as oxygen and glucose pass from blood through the thin capillary walls to the cells. Cellular waste products travel in the opposite direction, from cells through the capillary walls and into blood. Materials are exchanged between the blood and the body cells by diffusion. Diffusion is the process by which molecules move from an area in which they are highly concentrated to an area in which they are less concentrated. The concentration of a substance is the amount of the substance in a given volume. Glucose is more highly concentrated in blood than it is in the body cells. Therefore, glucose diffuses from the blood through the capillary wall and into the body cells. Next section, veins. After blood moves through capillaries, it enters large blood vessels called veins, which carry blood back to the heart. The walls of veins, like those of arteries, have three layers, with muscle in the middle layer. However, the walls of veins are generally much thinner than those of arteries. By the time blood flows into veins, the pushing force of the heart has little effect. Several factors function to help move blood through veins. First, because many veins are located near skeletal muscles, the contraction of the muscles helps push the blood along. For example, as you run or walk, the skeletal muscles in your legs contract and squeeze the veins in your legs. Second, larger veins in your body have valves in them that prevent blood from flowing backward. Third, breathing movements, which exert a squeezing pressure against veins in the chest, also force blood toward the heart. Next section, blood pressure. Suppose that you are washing a car. You attach the hose to the faucet and turn on the faucet. The water flows out in a slow, steady stream. Then, while your back is turned, your little brother turns the faucet on all the way. Suddenly, the water spurts out rapidly, and the hose almost jumps out of your hand. As water flows through a hose, it pushes against the walls of the hose, creating pressure on the walls. Recall that pressure is the force that something exerts over a given area. When your brother turned on the faucet, the additional water flow increased the pressure exerted on the inside of the hose. The extra pressure made the water spurt out of the nozzle faster. Next section, what causes blood pressure? Blood traveling through blood vessels behaves in a manner similar to that of water moving through a hose. Blood exerts a pressure, called blood pressure, against the walls of blood vessels. Blood pressure is caused by the force with which the ventricles contract. In general, as blood moves away from the heart, its pressure decreases. This happens because the farther away from the heart the blood moves, the lower the force of the ventricles. Blood flowing through arteries exerts the highest pressure. Blood pressure in capillaries and veins is much lower than in arteries. Next section, measuring blood pressure. Blood pressure can be measured with an instrument called a sphygmomanometer. Again, sphygmomanometer. Many sphygmomanometers contain a tube of mercury. Blood pressure is expressed in millimeters of mercury and is recorded as two numbers. The first number, which is the higher of the two numbers, is a measure of the blood pressure while the left ventricle contracts and pumps blood into the aorta. The second number measures the blood pressure while the ventricle relaxes between heartbeats. The two numbers are written as a fraction. A typical healthy blood pressure reading for a young adult is 120 over 80. This is expressed as 120 over 80, or the contraction pressure over the relaxation pressure. You will learn about the effects of high blood pressure in section 4. This is the end of today's reading.